All right, it's time for Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. And the Eagles atop the division at 2-0, and they welcome the Washington Redskins, who, of course, have wide receiver DeSean Jackson. Certainly a very exciting matchup this weekend. Washington 1-1 after getting a big win over Jacksonville. But the big question there is, with Kirk Cousins in at quarterback, what is that offense going to look like as opposed to when Robert Griffin III was in there? Guys, how do you think that's going to impact the Washington offense?
The offense doesn't change, and I was actually really surprised going in. You know, before I started watching the Redskins this year, obviously a new head coach under Jay Gruden. The offense is, you know, I expected to be very different from what it was under the Shanahans, and it really hasn't changed all that much. Obviously, they do some different things in the passing game, but on the ground, they're still a outside zone stretch team. They do a lot of boot action, which they did, you know, last year under RG3. With him under center, I should say. And really, the offense didn't really change much with when Kirk Cousins took over. So I really wasn't too surprised to see that. And they're focused on the ground game. Alfred Morris, Roy Helu, that's where they're going to gain their yardage.
Bo, when you look at the defense, 10 sacks. Ryan Kerrigan had 4 of them. How do you think the Eagles' offense matches up?
Well, I think the Eagles are better suited to protect the quarterback than the Jaguars were. So I think that's a step up. Obviously, I would be shocked if the Redskins come and get another 10 sacks on Sunday. But listen, it's going to be a good defense. It's probably the best defense they've faced this season. So I'm looking forward to seeing how Nick Foles and the offense respond to the challenge.
Certainly. So when you look around the rest of the NFC East, the New York Giants falling to 0-2 on the season.
Doing losing, very well from our eyes.
Yes, losing to the Arizona Cardinals. The offense with Eli Manning at quarterback and new offensive coordinator Ben McAdoo just doesn't seem like it's able to get in sync whatsoever.
Well, the Giants have been outscored 60-28 in their first two games. Eli Manning at 33 years old is already on pace again to break his career highs in interceptions, 27 last year, 4 through two games this year. So he's right where we want him to be, and the Giants seem content to let him continue throwing balls to the opposition. Their defense hasn't been much better. Their running game, Rashad Jennings, is averaging, I think, 3.2 yards a carry. So the sooner we can play the Giants, the better.
What's amazing is how far Victor Cruz has seemed to fall in such a short amount of time. Basically ineffective as a receiver, dropping passes, not doing much when he gets the ball in his hands. It's amazing that this was a guy who was tearing up the league a short time ago, is now just not able to find his way.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty clear that offense just isn't in sync in any form. The offensive line is not playing as well as they would have liked. Obviously, last year was abysmal for that unit, and they were hoping for some improvement, and they're just not there yet. So until I think they get those things straightened out up front, the rest of the offense will still continue to suffer.
Now, the Dallas Cowboys, they bounced back and got their first win of the season over a feisty Tennessee team that I personally thought was going to give them much more of a battle. Is this a case where maybe Dallas and that defense is not as bad as everyone thought, or, you know, maybe just the Titans aren't as good as we thought they were?
Well, I think their defense is probably not as bad as we thought, because everybody sort of thought it was going to be the worst defense in the league. So they've been better than that. DeMarco Murray is really good. I think, you know, we knew that DeMarco Murray was good. We didn't necessarily trust that Scott Linehan and that offense was going to give him the ball as much as they are giving him the ball so far. So as long as they do that, as long as Tony Romo doesn't get too creaky with his back, and as long as they give the ball to Dez Bryant, I think they'll be okay.
Missing practice. That's going to be something to monitor in the coming weeks there. So Dallas,
I don't know. Back problems are never an issue.
No, not whatsoever.
Especially not in Dallas.
Certainly that's the case. So, well, that's going to do it for this edition of Bob's Discount Furniture Presents Around the NFC East. The Eagles atop the division. They welcome Washington 1-1 this weekend. Dallas is 1-1, and the Giants at the bottom at 0-2.